Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Landgraf's honors UTPB 50th anniversary, an ornament commemorating the 50th anniversary of the founding of University of Texas Permian Basin, hangs in the state capitol this Christmas season. Dustin Pando, a junior at UTPB, majoring in art with an emphasis on graphic design, painted the ornament. UTPB's 50th anniversary is a big deal, so we wanted to take this opportunity to highlight this historic milestone with the district ornament this year. State Representative Brooks Landgraf, Republican from Odessa, stated in a news release, "We've brought some West Texas flair and a little Falcon spirit to the Texas Capitol this Christmas. Dustin did a great job, and I really appreciate Professor Chris Stanley's collaboration on this project as well." Pando's painting features the UTPB 50th anniversary Time to Fly logo and includes depictions of reindeer, stars, and other Christmas scenery silhouetted against a backdrop of Falcon orange, reminding one of a festive West Texas sunset. With its brilliant orange, the ornament is easy to spot and will make any West Texan visiting the Capitol proud. "I've taken every chance I've had this year at the Capitol to celebrate UTPB's first 50 years in our community and to fight for the resources necessary to make its next 50 years even more successful," said Landgraf. Landgraf, joined by his wife Shelby and their daughter Hollis Rose, hung the ornament on the Christmas tree that stands in the Texas House chamber. Every year, each state representative is invited to select an artist from his or her community to create an ornament to hang on the Capitol Christmas tree that showcases what makes their Texas House district special or unique. Thousands of visitors will see the ornament and tree at the Capitol this month. "I'm beaming with Falcon pride and Christmas spirit," Shelby Landgraf said. "Odessans have so much to be proud of and thankful for this holiday season. And having a bona fide university like UTPB in the city limits for the last half century is certainly one of them." 1969, State Representative Ace Pickens, a Democrat from Odessa, authored and championed the legislation which created UTBP in Odessa. Thanks to Pickens' vision and fortitude, UTPB first opened to serve students in 1973. Local news roundup. Three men arrested on solicitation charges. The Texas Department of Public Safety and the Odessa Police Department arrested three men last Thursday after they allegedly showed up to have sex with an undercover agent they thought was an underage girl. According to Texas Department of Public Safety records, Armando Fuentes, 45, Ruben Luis Martinez, 42, and Frank Joseph Guerrero, 33, each responded separately to an undercover agent's advertisement on text messages using a popular chat app. They then agreed to meet the agent for sex despite the agent telling them he was a 15-year-old or 16-year-old girl. When the men showed up at the prearranged location, they were arrested on suspicion of solicitation of a minor for sexual contact, a second-degree felony. Each man was booked into the Ector County Jail and bail was set at $25,000 each. Candy bar, candy canes, spark confrontation. An Odessa woman was taken into the Ector County Jail Sunday after being accused of both trying to bite a Family Dollar store employee and stealing a candy bar, candy canes, and a bottle of liquor valued at $1.90. According to an Odessa Police Department report, the assistant manager of the Family Dollar store on South Grant told officers Melissa Lanez, 53, is a frequent shopper, and when Linez arrived at the store around 3 p.m. Sunday, she saw Linez begin stuffing merchandise into her purse. Just after passing the cash registers, The assistant manager said Linez tripped and fell, and she grabbed Linez's purse to get the stolen items back, the police report stated. At that point, the assistant manager said Linez attacked her. She said other store employees locked the doors to prevent Linez from leaving and called the police, the report stated. Video footage showed Linez grabbing several boxes of candy canes and trying to walk out of the store with them, the report stated. It also showed her trying to bite the assistant manager several times before the officers arrived. According to the report, officers found a chocolate bar and a Four Loko alcoholic beverage in Linez's front coat pocket. Linez was arrested on suspicion of robbery, a second-degree felony that carries a potential 2 to 20-year prison sentence. Linez remained in custody Monday night on a $20,000 surety bond. Anonymous donor boosts empty stocking fund. A longtime Odessa businessman and Salvation Army supporter on Tuesday issued a challenge to Odessa that will triple donations to the empty stocking fund. The anonymous donor has for years supported the Salvation Army and said he will match every dollar donated up to $50,000. That challenge means donations are now tripled, as the Sewell family of companies last month also agreed to match donations dollar for dollar up to $50,000. That means a $10 donation becomes $30. That news was welcome to Captain Stephanie Vincent of Odessa's Salvation Army. The employees and volunteers there are busy this week sorting gifts and filling food baskets for a nice holiday meal for the needy in Odessa. With Monday, December 18th, as the deadline to donate, the fund currently has $17,060. Monday is also the day gifts and food will be handed out. The Empty Stocking Fund aids the Salvation Army by providing funds to purchase gifts for children who were not adopted through the Angel Tree program. The fund also purchases the items for the holiday meal and provides small gifts for local needy senior citizens. We here at the Salvation Army are just blown away by the generous gift of matching $50,000 for our empty stockings, Vincent said Tuesday. This money raised goes to help us make sure so many families in our community have a wonderful Christmas. Every dollar helps, and now that dollar can become even more. The Empty Stocking Fund, an annual fundraising effort by the Odessa American and the Salvation Army, is in the 29th year of helping the community. The Anonymous Grant and the Sewell Grant will boost this year's campaign. Donations to the Empty Stocking Fund may be mailed or delivered to the Salvation Army Community Center, 810 East 11th Street, or the Odessa American 500 North Grant, Suite 800. Zip codes for both are 79761, or you can call the Salvation Army at 332-0738. The 29th year of the Empty Stocking Fund has a $100,000 goal to meet the needs in our community. The fund helps families who are struggling to make ends meet. Many are single moms and grandmothers trying to raise family in tough economic times. Funds donated to the Empty Stocking Fund stay in Ector County and help local families. All those who are helped are vetted by the Salvation Army staff. This is not the first year that the Sewell family of companies has come to the aid of the Salvation Army. A $50,000 challenge was issued in 2021, and the community stepped up and even surpassed that year's $100,000 goal. This year's anonymous donor has also donated tens of thousands of dollars over the years. These gifts help Odessans in need. The Empty Stocking Fund was created by the Odessa American in 1995 and has raised more than $2.24 million. Obituaries. Linda Ann Adams passed away on December the 7th. A memorial service will be held at La Paz Funeral Home in Odessa on Wednesday, December the 13th, between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Tony Ryans, age 72, passed away on December the 7th. His family will be having a memorial service after the holidays. Javier A. Iguere, Jr., age 33, of Odessa, died Tuesday, December the 5th, in Cheyenne. Funeral service will be held at 10 a.m. December the 15th, 2023 at the Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Billy Deal, age 54 of Odessa, died Thursday, November the 23rd in Dallas. Memorial service will be held at 10 a.m. Thursday, December the 14th at the Emmanuel Baptist Church. Stanley William Kuntz, age 63 of Odessa, died Friday, December the 8th in Odessa. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Jason Slim Lewis, age 49 of Odessa, died Friday, December the 8th in Odessa. Memorial service will be held at 1 p.m. December the 14th at the Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Molly May Little John Hubbard Cole, age 83 of Odessa, died Saturday, December the 9th in Odessa. Funeral service will be held at 3 p.m. December the 13th at the Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Barbara Sherborn, age 98 of Odessa, died Sunday, December the 10th in Odessa. Funeral service will be held at 3 p.m. December the 17th at Sunset Memorial Funeral. Arrangements are by the Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Quick hits. Breakfast with Santa. Realtor Kimberly Quintero, 1807 East 7th Street, has scheduled a breakfast with Santa from 9 a.m. to noon, December the 16th. Hot chocolate, breakfast, and door prizes will be free. For more information, visit tinyur.com/NHEAEN4U. Christmas Remembrance, Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home, 6801 East Business 20, has scheduled a Christmas Remembrance service at 7 p.m. December the 19th. Every family will receive a candle keepsake. For more information, visit tinyur.com/MCNVCWWJ. Young Adult Bowling. The Bridge has scheduled a Young Adult Bowling Night from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. December the 17th at Synergy, Odessa, 8250 East Highway 191. Pizza and bowling will be provided. Though this event is free, registration is required. For more information or to register, visit tinyur.com/5HYXMTT8. Blue Christmas. The Bridge, 3901 East Yukon Road, has scheduled a Blue Christmas healing service at 6:30 p.m. December the 18th. Odessa Gun Show. Gun Radio will present a gun show from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. December the 16th and from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. December the 17th at American Legion, 2701 East 8th Street. Christmas Eve Candlelight Service. New Dawn Fellowship, 2110 East 10th Street, has scheduled a Christmas Eve Candlelight Service at 6 p.m. on December the 24th. Cowboy Christmas. Michael Martin Murphy is returning to Odessa at the Ector Theater with Cowboy Christmas. The famous country singer from Texas is bringing back his signature Christmas show for a performance at 7:30 p.m., December the 15th, at the Ector Theater. Tickets for this show can be purchased at tinyur.com/YU8KCDFN. Breakfast at the Stable. Connection Christian Church will host Breakfast at the Stable December 16th from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Families are invited for a special time of remembering what the holiday season is all about. There will be characters from the Christmas story who you can meet, including live barn animals. There will be crafts, carols, a free photo booth, and Christmas pancakes. The event is free and open to the public and will be held at Connection Christian Church, 4241 Tanglewood Lane. Tony King on Medicare by Jason from St. Louis, Missouri. Tony, I made a terrible mistake during the recent Medicare annual enrollment period and changed to a Medicare Advantage HMO plan because I understood from talking with my friends that this plan was an effective way to save my Medicare dollars. Now I have discovered that my orthopedic surgeon is not in this plan, and I am to have hip surgery in January. Now my surgery is postponed since the surgeon's office is requesting that I return to original Medicare to do the type of surgery that is scheduled. Can you explain how I can return to original Medicare? I am glad I had not canceled my Medicare Supplement Plan G, even though the premium has increased. Tony responds, if you have discovered you made the wrong choice in selecting a Medicare Advantage plan, January 1st begins the three-month period, allowing you to change to a different Medicare Advantage plan or return to the original Medicare. Your changes will take place on the first day of the following month. On page 72 of my Medicare Survival Guide Advanced Edition, I explain how to disenroll from a Medicare Advantage plan during this period, called the Medicare Advantage Open Enrollment Period, which runs from January 1st through March 31st each year. During the Medicare Advantage Open Enrollment Period, a person can switch from one Medicare Advantage plan to another Medicare Advantage plan or to original Medicare with or without a Part D plan. The main difference between Medicare Advantage Open Enrollment Period and Medicare Annual Enrollment Period is who can use each one. Only individuals on a Medicare Advantage plan can utilize the Medicare Advantage Open Enrollment Period, which begins yearly on January 1st. A person may not disenroll from a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medicare Part D prescription drug plan after March 31st because one is locked in from April 1st to December the 31st. One must wait until the next Medicare annual enrollment period, which occurs annually from October 15th through December the 7th, to change to a different plan or return to original Medicare. You made a smart choice, Jason, in not canceling your Medicare supplement because, due to your health issues, you may not be able to qualify for a new plan. Most Americans do not realize there is no special period to enroll in a Medicare supplement like there is for Medicare Advantage plans. One may change a Medicare supplement any day of the year. Readers, do not cancel your Medicare supplement plan for the first few months that you are trying a Medicare Advantage plan, just in case you need to return to original Medicare during the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period from January 1st to March 31st. Jason, at the Tony Says office, we always advise Medicare clients to call all their doctors to see which Medicare Advantage plans the healthcare professional or facility accepts. I do not believe you did this when you enrolled in your Medicare Advantage HMO, and that has caused the surgery postponement problem for you. Remember to always talk to your doctor or the doctor's office manager before you make any changes to your Medicare insurance and verify what Medicare Advantage plans they accept. And be aware that doctors and specialists can stop accepting a particular Medicare Advantage plan at any time. For assistance in disenrolling from a Medicare Advantage plan that does not fit your needs and finding a Medicare supplement, call the Tony Says Medicare office at 832-519-8664 or email info@TONISAYS.com. Merry Christmas from Tony Says, with a discount to the Tony Says readers on the Medicare Survival Guide bundle package at TonySays.com. UTPB graduate set for new chapter. Eleni Richardson, soon to be newly minted mechanical engineering degree from University of Texas Permian Basin, will send her straight into the workforce at XTO Energy, part of ExxonMobil, in her hometown of Midland. Graduation will be at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. December 15th at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center. A Midland native and Midland Classical Academy graduate, Richardson was set on a music career. A classically trained pianist, she planned to get a scholarship and go to music school. But at some point, she realized it was becoming, quote, more of a job than a joy, end quote, and gave it up. She still plays, and it's her favorite thing to do, aside from spending time with family and friends. That was a difficult decision. But it kind of opened my eyes to other opportunities that I was able to pursue because something that I loved, something that I just kind of decided to keep as a love and not as a job. That's kind of when engineering piqued my interest, Richardson said. At the same time, Richardson has always been mathematically minded and interested in problem solving. I've always been interested in how things are made structurally, just all the things that go into that. So it kind of piqued my interest, she added. Her job with XTO will be as a facilities engineer. I will be focusing mostly on pipeline starting out. I interned with them this past summer, and I was on the pipeline team. That involved a lot of hydraulic analysis on pipelines, just trying to understand how different fluids flow in the huge oil networks that we deal with here in the Permian Basin, and in their Delaware, New Mexico basins is where I primarily was. So I did a lot of hydraulic flow analysis and a flow simulation software. That was mainly what I focused on. The pipeline team was just trying to understand their oil networks better. It was very overwhelming at first, but it ended up being really, really cool to learn about. That's what I'll start out in, and then I'll move my way towards fixed equipment. So I'll be working on pressure vessels, drums, things like that, Richardson said. Starting off at Midland College, she didn't have a degree plan. Richardson was getting and starting to figure out what she wanted to do. She kind of heard about the UTPB's engineering program, but hadn't really been interested in the field. I was on a really great scholarship that transferred over to UTPB, so I thought, hey, I should really take advantage of this and just continue over there at UTBP. Mainly, it was the scholarship opportunity that brought me here, Richardson said. But she has really enjoyed the program. It's very impressive. I've really enjoyed it. The small class sizes are probably one of my favorite things about this program, Richardson said. The internship experience with XTO also had a huge impact. Richardson got that through the UTBP Career Fair, which started the initial conversation with Exxon. I knew I would get some good contacts from the career fair, but I wasn't expecting a giant offer like that to come across my plate. When it did, of course, I accepted it. I had no idea what it would entail, but it was huge. It kind of helped me reaffirm my decision to stay in the Permian Basin and want to stay here because it gave me a really good look into what I would be doing, which is exactly what I'm going to start out in, is just what I did my internship in. It's really cool to have the knowledge and confidence going into it, already knowing what I'll be starting out in because I was able to experience a dream internship. That's been one of the coolest things that has come out of being in the engineering program so far. That's my favorite, Richardson said. She is very excited about graduating. It's kind of surreal for me because I've been in school for so long. It's finally time to wrap up my college career. It's really bittersweet because I've enjoyed all of the learning that comes from being in my major and the friends that I've made. I'm super excited. I'm ready to finally apply all of this knowledge to my career path, Richardson said. She added that she would recommend the engineering program to anyone, even if they weren't from the Permian Basin. I think that being a school in the Permian Basin is a really unique opportunity that a lot of people overlook. But it's been awesome just because of the amount of opportunity, internship-wise and career-wise, to get some type of experience in your field. I think it's huge being in the Permian Basin. So yes, I would recommend it for people that aren't from here. It's a really great place to come and have a lot of experience opportunity provided, Richardson said. Richardson, 23, is married to a compressor engineer at Crown Quest Operating. Dear Abby, I have been dating my boyfriend, George, for 17 years following our divorces. I have 3 grown children. He has 4. 2 of them are still at home. We have never lived together. My daughter and George's son, still at home, had a crush on each other when they were teenagers. Fast forward 10 years. They have reunited and expressed their love for one another. Although George cares deeply for all my children, I'm afraid he feels my daughter may not be the best choice for his son. She is unemployed and has health issues, and his family's opinions, they are very outspoken and value a strong work ethic, weigh heavily on his son. George parents his adult children who are still living with him. George stayed home until he got married at 30. His parenting style includes hollering at his kids when they're not tending their chores or his directives, or they're staying out all night. This could possibly come between us. I should add, he's always been good to me in every way. What do you think of all this? Dear Abby responds, what I think should have no bearing on any of this. The children are all adults. You can't orchestrate their lives for them. You and George need to calm down and let this scenario play out. Okay, sirrah, sirrah. Another, dear Abby. My daughter, a smart, lovely, professional young woman, was recently diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. She graduated summa cum laude from graduate school, and I am obviously very proud of her. The problem is, she seems depressed and has gained a lot of weight, 50-plus pounds, on her small frame. I know she's sensitive about her weight, but when I visit her, she does not watch what she's eating, and her sweetaholic boyfriend either doesn't care or is unaware of the damage diabetes can have on an overweight person. My father was diabetic and died at 55. By then, he was blind, and every part of his body had been affected by this terrible disease. I need to do something, but I don't know how to approach her about this. I don't want to alienate her, but I know she's headed down a very destructive path if she doesn't take better care of herself. Please give me some ideas on how to help. And dear Abby responds, have an in-person conversation about this with your daughter and include her boyfriend. Explain to them that diabetes can run in families and can cause severe damage if ignored and left untreated, as you already know. Is your daughter aware that diabetes caused your father's disability and premature death? She needs to know. It is crucial that she consult an endocrinologist and learn to manage her condition, which may involve medication, modification of her diet, and a regular schedule of exercise. Tell her you love her and will help her if she would like. Then cross your fingers that she will listen and her boyfriend will stop being her enabler. You can write to Dear Abby at P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069, or visit www.dearabby.com.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.